You're tuned in to the LoFu Fitness Lifestyle Podcast, hosted by Noel Michael Smith. Episode 9.
Hi, everybody. My name is Noel Michael Smith.
And I'm here with Noel. My name is Sheila Cutton.
Hi, Sheila. How are you doing this today?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. So we've just had another meal. We always have every time we seem to have a podcast in the office, we seem to have a meal. Is that a requirement?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a requirement. It makes for friendly and relaxed living.
And I like y'all to be relaxed when you come and do a podcast with me. So tell me about the meal I cooked for you today.
Tonight's meal was roast chicken pieces with baby roast potatoes.
Do you know what I seasoned it with?
I would imagine seasonal. I have no idea what's in seasonal.
There was no seasonal on it today.
Chili?
No, there was no chili. I used black pepper and Cajun seasoning.
Okay.
And a little bit of mild curry powder.
I've never guessed that one.
Yeah, some crushed garlic. And I marinate that all in. I rub it in with my hands. Usually I like gloves because the latex gloves. You know the latex gloves?
Yes. Yeah.
I like to have those. But I haven't got any left. I've raided them. So if I have a first aid crisis, I'm messed up. I've got to use my hands, man. What's going down? So, yeah, because I usually raid my first aid box and take out those latex gloves. And
you can buy them, you know. You can buy them in boxes.
You know what? I've never bought a pair of latex gloves ever.
Any pharmacist would have them.
I don't know where I get them from.
I've never used them.
No?
Never used them. I use marigold gloves, rubber gloves for washing up.
So if I was to flake out with blood all over the place, you'd just dive in there with the blood all over your hands?
I would.
Really? Really? Damn, man.
And just hope that you're good. If the blood is red, that's fine.
So my blood's not contaminated.
That's what I mean by good.
Okay, I know. I got that, Sheila. So where were we, man? You made me through me.
We were talking about food.
Okay, so
we kind of always talk about food.
So there was no seasonal. So there was a bit of curry powder and some garlic, and I marinated that all in with my bare hands. As I said, I hate it when I do it with my bare hands, Sheila, because
Leaves a smell afterwards,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it gets in your fingernails, yeah. And you wash your hands all 10-20 times. And it's still on you. The smell's still there. So,
well, maybe next time you can use a little bit of lemon juice, and that would also help take the smell away from your fingers.
What do I do with the lemon juice?
Put it in with your marinade.
Yeah, because that's good for the food. Mm. Tenders. Yeah, but I generally do that. Look, I'm sounding like Gordon Ramsay. I love Gordon Ramsay.
At least you're not foul mouthed like him.
No, but the foul mouth thing suits him. The lemon thing, I would usually use it if I'm doing lamb. Or particularly beef. Yeah, because...
Lemon with beef?
No. I wouldn't... Because it tenders it.
Okay.
You didn't learn that? Yeah. It tenders the beef. Mm. So, and vinegar does the same thing. It tenders it. When you cook it, you don't taste it. You're cooking it out, aren't you? So, my mum usually washed down the meats with that, and it helps to tender it, but I don't really need it with chicken. I find chicken overrated anyway.
No, I like chicken.
It's overrated, man.
Chicken is good. Especially the dark meat. I don't like the breast meat as much. I like it in curry, but if I was to choose something, I would have dark meat. Dark meat has got more flavour, much more flavour.
Dark chicken meat.
Dark chicken meat, yes. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, venison's dark.
Yes, but then that's red meat. Chicken is white meat.
Well, my butcher tried to sell me some venison the other day and it looked black.
Hence dark. Dark red.
I must say, I was tempted to buy it because he was putting in the sales pitch big time, man. It was good.
Venison is tasty.
Yeah, he said it was. He said it was, and he said he had it at a good price. Mm. And also he said he doesn't get it very often.
You should have bought it and put it in the freezer.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe. Because I said, so why don't you get it very often? He said, well, deer is scarce. Anyway, my food. Tell me more.
Your food, I'd give it a 9 out of 10.
I weren't looking for praise. I just want to know how it tastes and how what you...
It tasted very good. The addition of green beans and carrots.
And rice and potatoes.
Yeah, rice and potatoes. Yeah. That's difficult to get used to for
rice.
An Irish person of Irish descent.
Rice and potato is so much a Jamaican thing. And this was a roast potato. So we had white rice with roast potato and loaded down with carbs. Usain Bolt is a Jamaican and look what it's done for him.
Yeah, and then he runs 100 metres and bam, all those carbs have gone. Have we run 100 metres?
He does too.
Oh, is he? Wait, he's done 100 as well, though.
Yeah, yeah, he's world champion in both.
Yeah.
And it said, well, they've been saying it for a few years, that he's going to step up to four.
Really?
Yeah.
I've not heard that.
Yeah, they're going to step up to four. But you know, when I was at school, he won't go full pelt, he'll have to pace himself. When I was at school, four wasn't a sprint, but it's a sprint.
Yeah.
Sprint now, man. Mm. Those guys go out full out around that course, one lap.
Yeah, but people have got fitter, healthier. They know how to work the body better.
How have they got fitter, Sheila?
They have evolved. They've worked harder.
Were they prehistoric before then? Were they like Stone Age, man, walking on all fours?
Well, we're roughly the same age, so are we prehistoric?
Well, I don't know about you, but I weren't walking on all fours.
But you're talking about back in the day, and back in the day, I was back in the day.
So, well,
when the 400 was a race, not a run, as opposed to a sprint.
Okay, so I'll tell you why they've got better.
Okay.
The science is better. They understand their body more now, and the diet's got better. And
that's basically what I said.
Yeah. With what you said?
Yeah.
I remember that way back when they were running on gravel, because remember that sponge track probably came out in the 70s.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it was around in the 60s.
Mm.
I think it came out in the 70s.
When did Roger Bannister do his 4-minute mile? Was that in the 60s?
I don't know. Was he running on that sponge stuff?
I don't know what surface he was on.
Yeah, that's quite recent. As far as history goes, it's quite recent.
Mm.
I remember running at school or running at athletics clubs because I used to run for London. And the area that we ran on, the surface that we ran on, was, what do they call that stuff? Did I call it gravel? It's not gravel. It's another word
loose?
For it.
Is it loose?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be gravel.
It? Gravel, yeah.
Yeah.
We used to run
on cinder. It was a cinder track. You remember, it was dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a cinder
that's
track.
That's it. We used to run on that. So, Usain Bolt. Yeah, Usain Bolt done all this stuff on that.
Tell you what, I'll hold the fort. You go off and run your 200 metres and I'll carry on chatting to the world. But it's I won't be doing the run.
It's okay. So, after you got over your... So, did the potato and rice, did it work for you?
It works for me because you cooked it and I kind of now expect it. But if one of my other friends cooked rice and potatoes together with a meal, it wouldn't seem right.
Well, isn't that the same thing when you go to a Chinese restaurant? Would you put cashew nuts in a dish?
Me personally, no.
Yeah.
No, I don't like mixing.
See, I couldn't, but like if you can go to a Chinese restaurant and they put cashew nuts in your dish and it's fine. So it's just a cultural thing, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The culture can do it well, but if you're outside that culture, then you're messing around with something else, unless you're Gordon Ramsay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unless.
And talking about Gordon Ramsay, he had a lot of work done on his face, you know that?
Well, he's been very craggy.
His whole face has been redone.
Surgically or?
I don't know. You would have to Google it, look it up. But I know that his whole face has been done. Because, he had a scar around his chin.
Mm-hmm,
That's gone.
I'll have to pay more attention
to
him.
And he had hair, something done with his hair as well.
What, to stop baldness?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got full head of hair now.
Mm.
And it was going. It was thinning out. It's got full head of hair. In America, they won't accept them half... looking people on TV.
Half looking people.
Yeah. Yeah, don't set them rough people on TV, man. You have to fix up. Got to fix that up. So he's doing Hell's Kitchen, USA. I love that show. Man, I love that show.
I wouldn't watch it regularly. He's entertaining.
Really?
But it's very, very samey. You know, you get the people, the contestants on, can or can't cook. Gordon explodes and then it's over and done with.
Yeah, but when he explodes, for me it's justified. When somebody does something stupid and they bring the meal to him and it's either cold or raw inside and these guys are meant to be tip-top cooks, yeah, you could kick off. You could imagine me doing that, couldn't you? That's where I relate to him.
Yeah.
I have a group of people in there. You know, Beatrix, forgive me, but I've got to tell this story. At class, where are we? Thursday. Tomorrow is Good Friday. At the time of recording this podcast, tomorrow is Good Friday. So happy Easter for you people that are going to be listening to this podcast anytime around the Easter weekend. So on that note, I was teaching my class yesterday, and this was in King's College University. And Beatrix was there. Beatrix is one of my teachers. a lovely German girl. She said she's going to teach me German because I go to German sometime and do some stuff with those guys out there. So she said she's going to catch up on my German because I can only count to 8 in German at the moment.
Go on, let's hear it.
No, I'm not going to say.
Go on.
I ain't going to do it. I know you. No, no, hold on, hold on. Sheila, don't go there because I know you've got a German brother, right?
I have an English brother who lives in Germany.
You've got a German brother. How long has he been there for?
Oof, at least half his life.
How old is he?
He is now 48, 49.
Yep, he's German.
Well, he's very much native, yes, but he's English by birth.
He's German.
And I can only count. I can say good morning, good evening, good night.
Oh, bitch, my memory is so bad. Bitch just taught me how to say Easter in German.
I would have no idea.
Low Fu Fitness DVD, The Beautiful Workout, packed with 3 amazing workouts, Easy Fit, Fantastic, and Super Explosion. Get it now from eBay, Amazon, and the Club Energize website.
The girls at the class yesterday were kicking badly. And then I got into this whole thing about training day and everybody. Training day is an event that we have, an annual event that we have. We usually have it in March, but this year we moved it to the end of the year. It's in October, October the 11th. I'll be putting that online pretty soon. Clear your diary for that date. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, I suggest you fly a plane, get on a plane or something and get over here or
definitely
do whatever.
Definitely. I would second that. It's a brilliant day.
Yeah, amazing. Brilliant. And we'll be telling you more about that day as time goes on. Anyway, so we're about to do some ab work. And I said, look, guys, your kicks today have been better. But if you want to really get into that kicking stuff and learn more about your technique, then you should come to training day. And I said, don't take my word for it. There's a lady down there, Beatrix. She will tell you all about it. So Beatrix done this whole big thing about training day and made it great.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, okay, let me show you some of the things we do. And I told Beatrix to stand up. She just stood up. And I said, you know the technique I was going to do? Jab, 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 cross, jab, 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 cross. So you do that against each other, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get the you know the technique?
I know the technique,
Beatrix,
yeah.
Beatrix, give me some foolishness. Like jab, cross, jab, and jab, jab, cross, and everything but what I want her to do.
Yeah, but maybe she was thinking back to Tuesday, because when you weren't at class on Tuesday, and Kate and Karen took your class,
yeah,
we did paired techniques towards the end of class.
Really?
And they were some of the things that we did, and Beatrix was at class on Tuesday. Maybe that was fresh in her mind.
What? So did Karen and Kate do jab, 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 cross against each other?
No, we did double jab, jab, cross, jab as one. And yeah, yes, but we did. No, we did jab, cross, jab, cross. Yeah, but, we did.
Yeah, jab, all right. So,
jab, cross,
all right.
Yeah.
No, but listen. It's simple. Mm-hmm. I said, Beatrix, jab, 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 cross. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody, if you don't do our class and you don't do the DVD or you don't do Club Energize TV, I want to know why. Yeah, you're listening to this right now. I want to know why. The best way to do our workout is just, would you second this, Sheila? Just go online, put in Club Energize TV.
And lots of different workouts come out.
Absolutely.
You can pick your favorite, pick the easiest, pick the hardest, whatever suits your mood on that day.
Yep.
You have a good choice.
Yep. How long are they?
10 minutes.
There you go. 10 minutes out of your life. And I know that once you do it, you'll love it so much, you'll be doing one every day.
Or maybe even doing 2 or 3 a day. So you have 30 minutes of exercise.
Ease up on the people, man. Let them
roll them on.
Ease up on them, man.
They'll get hooked. People do. They might have had too many carbs.
You know, so many people are frightened of carbs. I don't want to get into this nutrition thing right now because this show is not about that. But I will get a nutritionist. I know plenty of them. My sister is really hot on nutrition, so
you have to have a balance. Carbs come in along with your proteins and your fats and everything else.
Did I have a balance on my plate?
Yes, you did. You had colour and balance of food groups.
That's the West Indian way. There's a guy, I miss this guy. His shop was called Smokey Joe. He was named Joe. He used to call each other Smokey Joe. And he had a Brazilian wife and he was Jamaican. And they mixed those two foods. It was amazing.
Wow.
It was absolutely amazing. And you used to go to his place and no matter what you order, he used to give you a nice selection of stuff you didn't order as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when you say, hey man, what's this on my plate? He says, when you come here, you got to get a balanced, controlled diet.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I love that. I never forget that. They use it all the time. So, but you know, he divorced from his wife and never recovered.
Oh.
Yeah, I think she took everything.
That's sad.
One of my favorite sayings in Star Trek, right? Where the Doctor decides to go into Starfleet and he hates space.
Mm.
He can't stand space. And he gets asked, so, hey, you know that Starfleet operates out of space. Why are you going into space? And he says, I got no choice. The wife took everything and left me with my goddamn bones.
And that's why his nickname is Bones. I take it. Yeah. Okay, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I never knew it till the film either. Yes. So,
yeah, good.
Hey, you know your Star Trek then, so you knew it was Bones.
I did know his Bones, yeah.
Earlier on, girls, I was called my class girls. Earlier on, people, I told Sheila to watch the movie Into Darkness. Star Trek come out with a whole new take on the Captain Kirk original series. And they've revamped the whole thing in a parallel universe. So I don't want to go into ins and outs of that. But let's just say Captain Kirk, Spock, Dr. McCoy, Scotty, all those guys are reliving the whole adventure again. And I told Sheila to watch Into Darkness. But it's a great movie. You don't have to be into Star Trek to watch it. You got to like sci-fi, I must say. It's a sci-fi movie. But you don't have to be a Trekkie fan to watch it.
Mm.
But it helps if you know the characters from the very original series. Mm. And these guys have done a great job, and I love that movie. I love the first one as well. The first one's really good, but Into Darkness is hot. And if you're in the UK, probably in the States now, it came on Netflix. Just came on Netflix today. When I opened my emails, I saw the email, Netflix email, Into Darkness is there for you to watch. So
I'll be logging into my daughter's account.
You can do that, yeah. And, log in and yeah, watch it. Watch it. I've seen it. I downloaded it from iTunes the minute it came out, so I'll watch it.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I watch it like once a month. hot movie, man.
Not overkill yet?
No. So talking about Gordon Ramsay, I want to just clarify and clean up a few things from the last podcast. Because, you know, I listen back to all my podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to lots of
He wasn't mentioned in the last one, sorry? Gordon Ramsay.
No, he wasn't mentioned, but my face was mentioned.
Your face was mentioned?
My face.
Your face was the main topic of conversation.
Yeah. Just a few things I want to say about this. Karen was really shocked, and she said, and when I listened back to it, and she said, I am shocked. I'm very shocked that you did this. And then my answer to her was, well, you shouldn't be, because everyone knows that I've been an advocate of breast implants. And I mentioned in my classes also, because Dr. Bella wants me to do as much publicity as this. I'm not so sure I want to spread my face all over the world in that way. He wanted me to put the pictures up on Facebook, but I refused on that. But what I will do is write a nice little essay about my experience on Facebook.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, on Facebook, and then link it to his site.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I said I'll do. So when I mentioned it in the class, everyone knew in the class. Actually, I didn't actually mention it. I went to the class and they read the blog, and the blog...
Which was class? Park class?
The Park Club, Park Club, yeah. And the blog was emailed out to them.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people in the club knew already that I had this treatment done. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what the treatment is, boys and girls, I had Botox done, filler. Done on my face, just a little bit, not looking like the Hollywood guys, but I just got rid of a few lines and stuff that I thought I had. And you know, Bella and Brigitte pointed something out for me. And if you look at the pictures, the before and after picture, look at it later when I show you later, there's this dot on my eye, actually in my eye, like a bloodshot. And it's
in your eye?
In my eye, actually in my eye, like a bloodshot. It's kind of been there since I don't know when.
Okay.
But now it's gone. It's like the way it's lifted my face, it's gone. Because it must be drops. The mark must be under the bottom of my eye.
Right.
My eyelid, if you can use that term. Eyelid?
Eyelid.
The eyelid's the top.
Well, the eyelid is top. Okay, the eye socket.
The bottom of the eye.
Yeah, the lower lid. You have a top lid and a lower lid, don't you?
Yeah, so it's probably dropping under the lower lid now.
Pull your lower lid down. Let's have a little look.
Is that eye?
Can't see anything there.
Is that eye?
Turn around so I can see your eye. Other way. It's there. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's lifted your face.
See what I'm saying?
Wow.
So there's all these little things
mm-hmm.
that people don't notice.
Mm. I wouldn't have noticed that.
No, you know the stupid...
Well, I didn't even notice you'd had filler.
The stupid thing about it, Sheila, I didn't notice that I had that blotch on my eye. And then they showed me the picture and they said, look, no, that thing's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts, isn't it?
Wow.
That's how much things drop, but you don't know it.
You know, yeah. Well, you watch yourself, you see yourself every day, don't you? So you don't necessarily, it's like when your children grow.
Yeah.
You don't see them grow, but relatives who haven't seen them for a couple of months, they spot, oh my God, you've grown. It's the same sort of thing, isn't it? You won't notice your face dropping.
Yeah.
You might notice other things dropping.
Stay clean.
Lofu Fitness T-shirt. Great design. 5 great colors. Purchase one now from the Club Energize website. www.clubenergize.com.
So a couple of people didn't get the email because the Park Club emails goes into their junk mail. How do you do that? You belong to a club.
Mm.
Every now and again, the club emails you, but you choose to put those emails in your junk. At least get the email and then...
And then choose to bin
and
it.
And then choose to... Yeah.
Yeah, don't put it straight into your junk. That's silly. If you're a member of somewhere, you've chosen to be a member, therefore you take on their... advertising, no, their information.
You know what? I thought I understood people, and we make it our duty to try and understand the thinking behind these people. But I got to say to you, Sheila, when they told me that, when two or three girls told me that, I didn't understand the thinking behind that.
Mm. It doesn't make sense.
What if the club wanted to give them an important bit of information that they themselves need?
Needed, yeah. No, it doesn't make sense at all.
Crazy. No wonder some of them don't know when I'm away or cancelled or whatever, because they don't get the emails anyway. So these two couple of girls were just as shocked as Karen and said, oh, you're promoting health and fitness. How could you do that? But I want to clarify. I want to just clean up a few things of my philosophy and how I think and how I always thought ever since the day I got into this. First thing I want everyone to do is to go onto my website and look at the pictures on my website.
And the website is?
www.clubenergize.com. But you can get to my website easily by putting in Noel Smith. You can get to my website by putting in Lofu Fitness. My website by putting in Lofu. You could get to my website by putting in...
Well, any combination of those things.
Yeah, it's quite high up on the Google.
Google
search rating. So you can do that. But I would urge you to go on the website and look at the pictures I have there. Look at the people I have on there. Aesthetics is really important to me. And anyone who's shocked about this hasn't been following me and hasn't been following what we do, because image is extremely important to us.
Mm-hmm.
How we come across, how we look. I always use fresh people in my videos. I try and use young people or younger people in my videos. Why? Because they've got a fresh look.
Mm-hmm.
They have that fresh look, and that's the look that I want to portray. That's the look that I want to get across to the majority of the people out there. It's not single anyone out. It's not saying that people of a certain age are no good. Of course, they're great. They're great in other ways, but you want to have a fresh look each time you put out a video, each time you put out a photo shoot, each time you put pictures on your on site. You want to have that fresh look. Mm.
Well, that's appealing to the audience, isn't it? That's what people want to see.
Yeah.
And that's... that will attract them to the class to watch the DVDs, whatever.
Yeah, so without a doubt. So aesthetics has always been important to me, so that's me. So how is this aesthetics important to fitness in general? I'll tell you how. There are a handful of people, I'm maybe doing yoga an injustice here, but when I see diehard yoga practitioners and teachers, their appearance, they don't care much for their appearance from what I see. I know I'm doing a vast generalization here, a broad generalization. When I see the majority of them, their clothes are tatty, their hair looks unwashed, and so on and so on and so on. I'm talking about the diehard people, the guys that eat, breathe, and sleep yoga, because what's important to them is the yoga itself, is how they are on the inside, and that's all very good. But when it comes to aerobics, when it comes to bodybuilding, fitness, all that stuff, it's a big image. Mm. It's a big how I look. The hair is nice. The nose is nice. The face is nice. The clothes is nice. The skin is nice. The groom is nice. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I come from. I used to do aerobic competitions, the aerobic championships. When we used to be involved in aerobic championships, it was groom, and nothing but groom. Because when you go on to that stage and you're performing, your artistic impression is important.
But that's only one part of your thing, isn't it? The artistic impression.
Absolutely.
Then there's musicality. It's like with all shows.
There's the ability, but you have to have the whole package.
Mm.
So when people are saying, oh, I'm shocked that you're doing this, I ain't a yoga guy. I don't know why they're shocked. They haven't been looking at me properly. don't be looking at my material. And I'm an instructor that eat, sleep and breathe what I do. My job is 24/7. It never stops.
But I think the shock comes because you didn't look bad in the first place. I think that's why people are, well, why have you done it? If you're looking pretty much 98% good, why clear up that 2% at this stage?
From what I'm getting out there of people that are shocked, it's not that. But I will come to that and I will answer that. Because when you asked me that question, and I listened back, as I said, I listened back to the podcast, your question to me was exactly what you just said. Did you need to have it done? Because you didn't look bad anyway. Bella pointed out some lines and some parts of my face that have dropped. And when he got me into his office, he pushed up those parts of his hand. And I thought, mm-hmm. Man, crazy. You know, I didn't actually think that. Then it happened. Then, you know.
But we can all do that.
Yeah.
And then, but does a filler actually push it back to its original position?
Yeah, it does. It does push it up. As you can tell with the blotch on my eye, it does mm-hmm. push it up. But you don't do that stuff, Sheila, and everyone out there. You don't get treatment done when you're 90. It's too late. You get it done before then. You get it done when these things are setting in.
Mm.
Yeah? So you're trying to... And also, if you get it done too late, it's going to look like it's been done.
I was just about to ask that. Is there a cut-off point?
No, I think it's down to every individual because people age differently.
But if the lines are too deep within your face, your skin, can the filler pump them out so much that they do become smooth?
I think it's down to the surgeon, and I think Bella's really good.
Mm.
Because he's got precision technique and he would get it right.
I still maintain that it wasn't necessary and I don't think it's made that much of a difference. I see the photos before and after and yes, you can then see the difference.
Yeah.
But if I think of you a couple of weeks ago prior to what you are now, there is very little change. But then maybe that is Dr. Bella's work. Maybe that's what should happen. In that you're not perceivably different. What do you think? I mean, should it be that you look this one day and then you have your treatment and then you look something completely different?
No. I think it should be a gradual process.
Mm. So the fact that it's not noticeable to somebody who sees you, I don't know, 3 or 4 times a week.
You want me to let you into a secret?
Yeah, go on.
Enhance your workout by getting the best possible kickboxing techniques you can have. With LoFu Colors bringing the concept of a karate grading system to a fitness workout. Go to LoFu Colors on the Club Energize website and buy now.
I'm going to have 2 more injections done.
When?
I'm not going to say when. I don't know when. I have to do it at a time when I'm not going to be teaching after.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just 2 more places because he pointed something out to me. But yeah, you can say, hey, is this guy going to carry on and carry on and carry on until he screws his face up? But you know what? No.
Well, I think I asked that last time. Are you going to have more done? And you said then you were going to.
No, I said I was going to.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought in the podcast.
Or you said you were thinking, or you had been recommended that there were more to be done.
In the last podcast, I said I wasn't going to have any more done, but I'm going to have these 2 things done.
And then are they done in areas you've had done before or new areas?
Yeah, yeah, because he's a perfectionist and he wants to get me right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's his reputation online. You know, we're all perfectionists in our own field, aren't we?
True, very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to touch on something else that why people shouldn't feel shocked about what I've done. And I'm just going to tell you a few things. I pluck my eyebrows. Can you see?
Well, they're always neat and tidy. So I assume that you do something to them.
Okay.
Whether you pluck, thread, wax, whatever, there's something going on.
Right. You're going to think I'm a sissy out there when you hear this. I curl my eyelashes.
Lashes.
I have to. And I tell you why I have to. My eyelashes are long. Can you see how long they are? I'll take my glasses off.
They are long.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When I was at school, girls used to envy my eyelashes. Mm. And I have to curl them up because I wear contacts. And anyone who wear contact lenses, you ever got those lashes in the back of your lens? Oh, my goodness. Chile, you don't wear lenses.
Does it hurt? I don't wear lenses. No.
Let me tell you something. You might as well get a hot rod and poke it in your eye. It is the most painful thing going. When you do that, when that happens, you've got to take the lenses out and just got to throw them on the floor. Don't even try and move them around or anything like that. Just take it out, throw it on the floor. I don't know if your daughter, because I know one of your daughters wear lenses. I don't know if she's experienced it because she's new to lenses. But man, that's a killer. So I curl them up and I don't have a problem now. Yeah. And the next thing is...
No, that's something I didn't know about you.
All right. So, and the next thing is that this is not a big thing. I lightly relax my hair. It isn't now, I haven't done it for a while, but I lightly relax my hair. You know what that means for a black man?
You take some of the curl out of it.
Yeah.
Is that you do it or you have it done professionally?
I do it myself. I used to have it done professionally, but I do it myself now. And because when you used to have it done professionally, people used to just relax it to death.
Mm.
But now I just take the kink out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just got a looser feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier for me to manage. I'm going to wake up in the morning, I just ruffle it up a bit, put some moisturiser in my hair.
It's not long enough to ruffle up a bit.
You know what? White people always say this about black hair. I remember Tony and I, when we were kicking around and women used to put their hand in our hair, we used to go crazy.
Ruin the look.
Yeah. Listen, it's a grain and stuff. Don't ever put your hand in a black man's hair. Don't ever do that. I'm telling you, it's a big mistake. Right? Anyway, when the girls used to put their hand in our hair, we used to complain and we'd say, would you like us to put our hand in your hair? And he'd say, oh, I wouldn't hurt. I said, it wouldn't be the hair on your head.
Keep it clean.
Because this hair's personal to us and that hair's personal to you. So how would you feel if we put our hand in your personal hair?
Yeah. That'll be the end of that then.
Okay. So they stopped doing it after that.
Mm-hmm.
But then we go down to my legs. My face.
Mm-hmm.
Because I shaved once. I put a blade to my face once, and you might hear this on Brigitta's, the podcast I did with Brigitta. I do not shave with either a raw blade or electric shaver.
And yet you have no beard.
Yeah.
Do you have no hair?
Smooth as a baby's ass. I use Nair. It's a hair removing cream. And Brigitta, being a beauty therapist, slated me for it. She said I shouldn't do that because your skin would burn up and all that. But, you know, I've been doing it since I was 18, so... I'm going
to
carry
Skin's
on.
Used to it.
Yeah, I'm going to carry on doing it until my skin falls off. Because until they come up with something better, I've got to carry on doing it. Because I ain't taking no blade to my face, and the electric shaver is a waste of time.
Have you ever had a professional wet shave where they take the cutthroat to you?
Even worse.
I've never had it done.
Listen.
Thankfully.
Sheila, have you seen those things?
Yeah.
They're sharp, very sharp.
But they're meant to give you a really clean shave without any irritation.
Okay.
Because of their sharpness.
I'm going to turn this around now. Would any man have somebody take a blade to his private bits down there?
Well, we're not talking about private
No,
bits.
I'm just
we're
saying.
Talking about face.
Would a man do that?
I doubt it.
No, why?
Because they're tender.
Right.
And personal.
So, yeah, so... Why would I get a man put his blade on my tender throat?
Because one, he's trained to do it. And two, men have facial hair that they don't really want in a lot of cases.
Listen, I'm a martial artist, a damn good one at that. I know that mistakes can be made.
Yeah, but then that person wouldn't have a reputation, would they?
No. The idea of a raw blade on my throat is not something I want to carry on doing ever. So I don't think that's a great idea.
Hair removal cream all the way.
Yeah, and the man... And look, there's cream all over your face anyway. Don't they put cream
all
over
your
face?
They lather you up.
Exactly. So I might as well put cream on my face.
The blade.
Run around my house for 5 minutes and then take the cream off. It's literally that. It's literally 5 minutes.
Maybe that's a photo you should post.
I ain't going to post that. You're crazy. Also, I got bits of grey, so I dye my hair as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Like women dye their hair.
Well, I think, we can all relate to that one.
Yeah. So, and then... I don't know how many things I've mentioned, but it's quite a bit, right? So, and then my hair on my chest,
because
I have a little hair. I'm not a very hairy guy, but the little hair that I have on my chest, take it off.
All off, always?
Yeah, to take it all off.
Okay.
My armpits, do my armpits, take the hair off my armpits. I don't like hairy armpits.
Well, that's kind of nice because if you're doing hands up over your head.
Tell me about it.
You don't want to see female or male
listen,
hairy armpits.
I once saw... I'm not going to tell you what video it is because you guys are going to look at all my videos and see, oh, you got hairy arms. No, there was a video I saw and I saw my arms go up and the hair and no. From that day I said, no, it's got to go.
Got to go?
Yeah, got to go. And so that's my armpit, my chest, then my lower abs, do my lower abs. Because I've got this thing, yeah? Where does the hair end?
Well, it doesn't.
From your lower abs down to your legs.
From your lower abs to your legs.
Yeah, where does the hair end?
You're having a problem with that word.
I am. Where does it end? Where does the hair end?
It travels on through another area before it becomes leg hair.
That's, yeah. So, No, hold on a minute. So, hold on a minute.
I wouldn't link any ab hair with any other hair.
People have just given it a name. And hey, it's the same hair. So I don't want...
Okay, so where does the hair on your face link to the hair on your legs?
No, because there's a division. It doesn't go all the way up unless you're some of those guys from the Middle East that I've seen with their very hairy bodies.
There you go.
But I'm not going to go into that.
Everybody's different.
I'm not going to go into that. But what I would say is that I had a problem, yeah, with the hair on my stomach going down to the hair down there and then going down to the hair on my legs. Same.
That's not really an image I want to conjure up.
It's the same hair. So I said, I'm not having this. I'm taking it off. So I take it off. So I got no hair on my abs, right?
Move over that bit and then onto your legs. Yeah, no hair on your legs either.
No, my legs are done. My legs are here. My legs are taking the hair off my legs. And my legs feel great without hair, honestly. When I got hair on my legs, I might put my pants on, or my trousers, as you call them. They feel funny, man. So just nice, smooth legs, all good. So you see the vanity going on there.
Mm.
So how could someone then come to me and say, oh, I never thought you would have had that done? It don't make sense.
No. The difference is you have chosen to do all these things to yourself.
Yeah.
And they take off something.
Yes.
That you are naturally born with.
Yes.
You've now chosen to add something into yourself.
That takes off something.
No, it doesn't take off anything.
It takes off the lines.
It plumps something out.
It takes off the lines. The lines are gone. So it's taken them off.
But I think it's the fact that you're adding something. Although, as you said last time, it's a natural
product. Well, my body added the lines, didn't it? Naturally. Yes. So yeah. I'm going to take the lines away.
Yeah, it's very different though to de-hairing your legs.
No, what I'm trying to create is a pattern. Yeah, there's a pattern that's been going through me since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since I was a teenager.
Yeah, that you want to present a good impression.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that's fair enough.
All my life, all my work, I had one job before I did this.
Mm.
One job working for an electrical company. And so ever since then, I've been working with women.
Mm.
They look great and I want to be a woman? Look great. Are you stupid?
You know I'm not.
Well, why ask a stupid question?
You're de-hairing like a lady. You're relaxing your hair, you're plucking your eyebrows.
Many people and many men do that stuff.
Maybe you spent too much time in female company.
Female company is good.
Well, it's also good for a man to tap into his more feminine side.
It's always also good for a woman to tap into her more masculine side.
Is it?
Well, definitely.
Yo, this is DJ Abstract and you're locked into the Noel Smith podcast.
You know,
what way?
I have press-ups in my class. There's no modify this or modify that unless you've got a medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And the women come in my class, and when we do press-ups, the first thing that goes is the knees on the floor. You know what I do when I got the... You know what I do when I got the knees on the floor. You've probably experienced it yourself. What do I do?
You make sure they do at least one normal press-up.
No, there's a technique. There's one specific thing I do.
Don't know.
I go and I pick up the legs and take the legs off the floor...
Yes.
So that they've got the arms and no legs on the ground.
You did that once to me.
Yeah.
Never again. Once. Yeah.
So from then on, you did your press-ups, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Okay.
And they're all capable of doing it. Every single last one of them are capable of doing it. And as I said to you, the only people that cannot do it is if they've got some kind of medical condition or they're coming back from rehabilitation,
mm-hmm.
and then I allow them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even the old girls, even if an 80-year-old come to me, you could do a press-up. Press-up's nothing, man. Your press-ups, nothing. It's your arms, you're pushing your own body weight. And when I say to them, if I'm because the music is 8, so if I'm doing 8 or 16, I said, do one. Give me one good press-up. I don't care if you give me one and collapse for the other 8, for the other 7.
7, yeah. Yeah, one's better than that. Yeah.
And then next week you come, you give me 2.
Mm-hmm.
The following week you give me 3. Build up until 8 weeks, you give me 8.
Mm.
Don't just come there with your knees down on the floor and you're giving me pushing up like you're pushing up anything because, and another thing, it doesn't transfer. I remember there's a class called, I couldn't name them because I love the girl, Cinder Gilbert, Moose Fitness. I love Cinder Gilbert. I haven't seen her in a few years. I'd like to catch up with her sometime. So Cindy, anyhow you get hold of this and listen to this podcast, we must hook up sometime. But when I used to see Cindy's class, it's Moose Fitness, the girls used to do them on their knees, and she was happy with that. I think even Cindy did them on her knees because the class was, she used to say the class was for the inactive. And I can understand that. You know what that means?
Well, people who don't exercise regularly, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And she catered for that people, and she for a period of time, she cornered the market.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, these girls, these people were doing them on their knees. That was fine for her. But the thing is, I saw people doing them on their knees, and 5, 6, 7, 8 years after, they still cannot do one
press up. Press up, yeah.
So the thing doesn't translate from one to the other. There's no transition.
Well, no, because although you're moving your upper body up and down,
between that,
it's not your whole weight.
Yeah, I'm good. Just about to say that. Exactly, hit the nail on the head, Sheila. Between the knees and then putting the foot on the floor, the weight is too great.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're going up a little. Mm. It's not like you can go from the knee to the shin to the foot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, also think of the muscle groups in like your glutes and your hams and everything. They're big muscles. So mm-hmm. that is where most of your body weight is. Is that right?
No, most of the body weight is at the top. But
okay,
you've got, once you bring those legs out, then yeah, there's some big muscle groups coming into play.
Mm. So you need them to be solid to be able to allow you to do the press-ups.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where we are with that. I'm a very vain person. When I do photo shoots, I look for the most glamorous women in my class. Glamorous is a wrong word because glamour is a different thing. I look for the women that would look good on photo, and I have to preempt that before because I can't get there and you don't look so good and then it's too late. Also, because we're doing workout moves and we have to hold these positions, they need to have some be okay at the workout as well. So I can't just get a pretty girl and she can't punch or kick.
Yeah, they've got to have both.
Yeah, got to have both. And I like to use in-house women because they need to know how the moves work and how the class works. So I need to use people from my class,
which is also good for other class members because they can see actual people that they know.
Yeah,
it's good to see that on videos or promotional material or whatever.
Yeah, so I think when it comes to my face, I've covered stuff, and it weren't a justification, it was just getting people to understand me, understand what I'm about. And that aesthetics and looks are equally as important as your health and fitness. And it all, for me, it's all one big whole, big whole package. You know, I'm not keen on plastic surgery unless you're having your breasts done or you have, again, a medical problem that you need to fix. Maybe a nose job, because I know a girl who had a pretty horrific nose, really long. Almost looked like Pinocchio's. She looks great now, though. She looks great now. She had it done twice. She had it done once, and she didn't like it. I wouldn't have gone back, but she did go back, and she had it done again, and luckily the guy got it right the second time. But she looks really, really great. I'm not going to name her, but she looks really beautiful now, and it changed her in a big way. Changed her in a big way. So there are little things like that I ain't got a problem with someone going into their body for. But when they want to literally change their appearance, like make their cheekbones squarer to look like Clark Kent.
Yeah, make themselves look different.
Yeah, completely. That's not good.
Mm.
That's not good at all.
Mm.
Not good at all. As I said in the last podcast, breasts is a really troublesome thing for... In fact, Bobby said that if she had the money, she would get a reduction.
Did she?
Yeah, she would get a reduction. So it's not going one way, it can go both ways. Both ways,
yeah.
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 Yeah, so that's... That's that. And I think there's another girl. And you know, there are so many girls, and I'm going to name not one of them. You know one, because one was on our certification. Mm-hmm. But there are so many girls that have had breast implants that do low foo fitness now and over the years. In fact, you know two.
But then that's, for them, that it was obviously something that they felt would improve their perception of themselves. They won't have done it for anybody else. They'll have done it for themselves.
Okay, so what you're saying is what I did didn't improve the perception of myself or what I have for myself.
No, for you, it obviously has, which is fine. And for them, it has. But it's not necessarily for everybody.
No, I'm not saying it's for everybody. I'm not saying it's for everybody. Look, you know my clothes. I haven't bought any aerobic. Got to stop using that word. It's so Asian. I haven't bought any workout clothes in a long while. Why? Sheila, you know the answer to this. Why haven't I bought any workout clothes for a while?
Because you like them to look good. You like them to fit good.
And what's my problem?
You haven't found anyone to make them.
Why?
Because the last person you had...
Isn't unreliable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sheila knows about this story. So I'm going to go through the story. But the last person I had making my clothes is an amazing guy. and he makes the most amazing. I was talking to Lydia Campbell about this just yesterday, actually. He's an amazing guy, makes the most amazing clothes, and his stuff, man, the material, he's very meticulous and fussy about the material he uses and the stitching he uses and everything around that.
So he's vain about his product.
Yeah, he's vain about his product.
Brilliant. Yeah. Because you do get a really, really good product from him.
Definitely. And this is why I wear the stuff that Taylor makes that stuff for me, and it's great.
Mm.
The guy's unreliable. He makes mistakes. And when he makes mistakes, he, I almost named him then, because we go back a long way, me and this guy, we go back a long way, way back to the 80s. Because if he made a mistake, he would generally rectify that mistake. But he hooked himself up with a girl and she's running his business now. And the last mistake he made, clearly his mistake, I can't wear something that don't fit me. And she wouldn't take it back and she was having problems with us dealing with him in that camaraderie way. So
she was trying to turn him more professional.
Our arrangement, that's fine, and I want him to be more professional, and that's cool. And even as she said, hey, you can't do deals with these guys, they've got to pay what everyone else pays, that's good, I could deal with that as well, but get the stuff right, get it on time, and we don't want any problems.
Exactly,
simple as that. So he couldn't do that. She tried to bully her way through this whole situation, and once that happens, we can't do business. We cannot do business. Coming back to the vanity thing, is that I have my stuff made. I can't go to a store and just buy it off the rack because it won't fit, I won't like it. So I had it made, this guy made my stuff, and it was great. So I'm looking for someone else now. I think I found somebody. I met her at Blackpool, and I lost her card, and just I spoke to Lydia and she gave me the girl's details, so I'm going to pursue that to get some more.
If you get some new stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. She looked good at Blackpool. She used to deal with this guy as well. And she had the same problem as I did. Unreliable. Okay. Can't work with him anymore. Yeah. Can't work with him. So the vanity thing still goes on. And also, I've got to tell you this, everybody. You heard the story of the ugly duckling?
Yes.
That was me at school.
Never.
I'm telling you, the girls didn't like me. I was ugly. They used to call me bullfrog eyes. All the names under the sun.
Aww.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I've been to weddings. I've been to funerals. I've been to parties. I've been to reunions. And I look better than all those guys. All the girls now, you know, I see those girls who used to mock me. I see the guys who they used to date. Those guys that are rough. They're fat. Totally out of shape. Their faces all wrinkled up and mashed up. Some of them. I went to one dude, and there was a guy, and he had a walking stick, and his foot would swell up like an old lady's. I'm not kidding you.
Well, maybe he had a problem.
He had a problem. I said, "What's wrong with your foot?" He said, "I've got this and that." I said, look at this, man. You used to be the man. You used to be the man of all the girls.
Karma.
So the thing is, right now, you know, so I look after myself because I was an ugly duckling.
Is that what started you on this trip?
First thing you got to do is look after yourself.
Mm.
Yeah. And if you're into fitness, you've got to look after yourself.
Mm.
We're going to wind it up now.
It's getting late. It's time to finish.
It is getting late. You guys have been wonderful. We love you all, and we see or hear from you soon. Take it easy.
Take care now. See you soon. Bye.